Good morning. A mostly clear and dry, but also breezy and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the lower 20s, although wind chill factors this morning will be in the teens. High pressure from southern Canada is driving the colder air in on the heels of a northwest breeze, which will persist throughout the day. So despite dry weather and full sunshine this afternoon, high temperatures will struggle and only reach into the upper 20s to around 30 on average across the area. That same high pressure will dominate into the night tonight, keeping skies partly cloudy, and temperatures will get very cold with lows in the lower teens on average, but many places across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains going below zero. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system which will be emerging out of the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. The energy with this system will get transferred toward the mid-Atlantic coast, and a low pressure wave will form off the Carolinas. This wave will strengthen on Wednesday afternoon as it works its way toward the Delmarva Peninsula, and snow will break out across southernmost New York and New England by the end of the day. The northern extent of the steadiest and heaviest snow is still in question and will be determined by how powerful the storm gets and how far north it is allowed to move towards southern New England. A strong area of cold high pressure anchored over southeastern Canada will serve to supply enough cold air that this storm will come through as all snow. However, it will also tend to deflect the storm off the east coast, well south and east of New England, if it maintains its strength. Some computer models are forecasting the storm to draw close enough to Long Island and southeastern New England that the heavier snow will not only fall in southernmost New York and New England, but perhaps push a little farther north into the Catskills, the mid-Hudson Valley, and central New England. What appears most likely at this point is that the heaviest snowfall amounts will be in southernmost New York and New England, with the total snowfall gradually diminishing as one heads north to little or no snow accumulation in northern New York and New England on Wednesday night into Thursday. Behind this system, the trend will be to dry things out on Thursday afternoon, with highs staying in the 20s. More sunshine on Friday as high pressure builds back in, and this will keep it dry into the weekend, with highs pushing into the upper 20s and lower 30s before another disturbance brings a chance of rain and snow showers our way on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 2 below 0, with a west wind at 71, gusting to 86 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 12. 58% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Homestead, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Lake Metigosh State Park, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 32, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow, 1.3 inches for the month, which is 3.9 inches of snow below normal, and 2.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 5.8 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the low 21. The record high 61 set in 1901 and 2015, and the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the 20s, though only in the teens in the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight, lows between 0 and 10 above, but below 0 in the hills and mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing in southernmost New York and New England by the end of the day in the mid-20s. Snow, heavy at times, especially south of I-90 on Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, scattered snow showers with breaks of sunshine and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny on Friday near 30, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-30s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers on Sunday in the mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.